From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Iraq, three deadly bombings struck parts of Baghdad Wednesday, killing more than 90, wounding more than 150 others. The deadliest attack occurred during the morning rush hour when a car bomb ripped through a marketplace in Sadr City, killing at least 64. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attacks. It has carried out similar attacks in Baghdad, particularly in predominantly Shia areas. U.S. Army Major General Gary Valesky, briefing reporters from Baghdad, expressed his condolences to the families of the victims.
As the enemy loses more and more terrain, they resort to some of these desperate acts. The security forces in Baghdad have the situation under control, but our condolences go out to those families.
Valesky said Iraqi forces are making great progress in reclaiming land lost to the IS insurgents. In Washington Wednesday, the U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau strongly condemned the bombings.
These cowardly attacks only harden the resolve of Iraqis and the international community to utterly destroy this group and its warped ideology.
She urged Iraqi leaders to work together to prevent an internal political crisis from getting in the way of fighting terrorist groups. The top court in Democratic Republic of Congo Wednesday ruled that President Joseph Kabila can stay in office beyond his mandate if the presidential election is delayed. The Constitutional Court ruled Wednesday, citing a constitutional clause that directs the current leader to stay in office until a newly elected replacement is installed. The decision comes amid rising political tension in DRC, where opposition parties have accused President Joseph Kabila of trying to hang on to power by delaying polls that are due this year. Mr. Kabila, whose term expires in December, has not indicated whether he intends to stand for re-election. He is constitutionally barred from seeking a third term. This is VOA News. There are reports Islamic State fighters, having pulled out of the ancient Syrian city Palmyra, are advancing on it once again. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says IS fighters cut a key road linking Palmyra with the provincial capital of Homs. Government forces retook the city from IS group in March. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday expressed concern about the latest advance.
We obviously were pleased to see ISIL give up Palmyra, and the focus of our efforts has been on degrading and ultimately destroying that terrorist organization. And we certainly do not want to see ISIL expand the territory that they control. And we certainly do not want to see ISIL put at risk once again such a historically and culturally significant city.
The observatory also says an airstrike on IS-held territory in Deir ez-Zor province killed at least 7 civilians. Meanwhile, a 2-day ceasefire over the embattled city Aleppo expired at midnight local time. A rocket attack reportedly killed 2 civilians there. Brazil's Senate debated into the early hours of Thursday whether to proceed with an impeachment trial of President Dilma Rousseff. The debate comes as the country's Supreme Court rejected her bid to halt the proceedings. It appears the hours she has left in office are numbered, as indications are a majority of lawmakers will vote for a trial, which means she'll be suspended from office during the legal proceedings. Demonstrators against her impeachment clashed with police outside the Congressional Building in Brasilia Wednesday. Protesters in favor of impeachment held a counter-demonstration. Ms. Rousseff was impeached by the lower chamber over allegations she violated budgetary laws leading up to her 2014 re-election. She denies any wrongdoing. A report released Wednesday by the NGO Norwegian Refugee Council said the number of people throughout the world uprooted from their homes due to conflict and natural disasters stood at a record 40.8 million last year, the highest figure ever. It said nearly 28 million were internally displaced last year. Spokesman Carl Schembri says, not surprisingly, many internally displaced, or IDPs, as a result of conflict, are in the Middle East.
Yemen gets 25% of the global displacement figures caused by conflict. Immediately after Yemen, we have Syria, and followed by Iraq. Three countries in the Middle East, 50% of the total displacement by conflict is actually accounted for in the Middle East.
More than 19 million were uprooted by natural disasters last year, mostly in South Asia. The Nigerian government reduced the highly popular fuel subsidy, raising fuel prices by 2/3, caused in part by a foreign exchange shortage and falling oil prices. Months of fuel shortages have resulted in long queues at petrol stations and a thriving black market. Despite being one of Africa's largest oil producers, Nigeria has to import fuel to meet demand amid aging refineries vulnerable to attack. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.